in the name of Jesus. You, Son of Man, I have made a watchman. This probably sounded a little familiar to Ezekiel because the Lord had told him the same thing near the beginning of his ministry. And now, as it's heading toward a completion, he tells him again after many things have happened. If you've ever studied Ezekiel or looked into parts of it, he does a lot of action prophecies. He uses bricks and haircuts and other things to illustrate some of the things that God is doing in judgment. Some of it he needed to do because there was a time when the Lord has struck him mute. He had to prophesy in action and in writing because he couldn't proclaim the words to Israel. But now, the time is coming when he's going to be able to speak again. And in a way, the Lord is saying this again in order to affirm what Ezekiel has been doing, because Ezekiel has been warning Israel what's coming if they didn't repent. He told them again and again in different ways, and they haven't listened. And so, in just a few more verses, you'll read about the fall of Israel, the complete fall. Jerusalem will be taken over by Babylon. The palace and the temple ransacked. All those beautiful fixtures that you read about from tabernacle and temple carried off along with the inhabitants into captivity. And Ezekiel has been saying, it's going to happen, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And people, yeah. In singing the hymn that you just sang, in a way you're asking for whoever stands up here in this pulpit or preaches and teaches elsewhere with God's people to do much the same thing. To comfort, to bring God's words of peace and reconciliation, but also to continue to warn, because as long as you are on this earth, you are going to need Christ's forgiveness, because you are going to be a sinner, and sometimes we have a nasty habit of ignoring our own sins quite well. Or picking out just one or two that we want to confess and forgetting about some of the others, either because they're favorites or they're so deeply ingrained that we don't even realize we're doing them anymore, or we don't even think that they are sins. And this is serious business. When you ask for somebody to come and preach the whole counsel of God, you're asking for somebody to take God up on this same challenge. Speak the truth, regardless of the consequences. Because if you don't warn sinners and they go on their merry way, whatever falls on them will also fall on you. A prophet, an apostle, a pastor, any one of them can speak God's word to any side's group. And if nobody in the group believes, if nobody repents, if nobody receives Christ in their hearts, if nobody acknowledges him as their Savior, every one of them will be condemned. But if the proclamation is faithful, the proclaimer is not condemned. But on the other hand, if a group is warned and they all turn away from it, they all celebrate with the proclaimer. But if he neglects the proclamation, if he figures, well, I don't want to be disliked, I don't want people to think that I'm carping on their sins and their shortcomings, if anything stops that full declaration that you are sinners, and even one person here doesn't get the warning, that all falls back on the one who should have been doing it. In our case, yours truly, at least for now. It is serious business. If you look at the ordination vows and the installation vows, pastors agree that this is what they have signed themselves up for. We have volunteered to be the watchmen, to tell the new Israel, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't follow earthly whims and trends. As Jesus says in today's gospel, woe to the world for temptations to sin. And the world is full of these temptations. And no matter how lovely they look or how scary they seem to be, not one of them has any value in the eyes of the Lord. And so, every time you hear God's word, you you need to think, is he talking to me? Because I can guarantee you, if it's out of the scriptures in one way or another, God is talking to you. And if he says to the ministers to give a warning, then those they minister to should be saying, what's he warning me about? The same thing that Christ warns about. Don't fall into and persist in sin. Don't think you can find your own way. Jesus goes so far as to talk about cutting off hands and feet and plucking out eyes in order to see if you can stop the temptation. But actually, you could do that until you had no hands, no feet, and no eyes, and you still couldn't save yourself. He's illustrating the impossibility of the task. Only by acknowledging your sin and realizing you can't save yourself, no matter how you mutilate yourself, no matter how you bow down, no matter how hard you pray or anything else, the only way that your sin is removed is by Jesus' blood, by his suffering and death, and by your accepting, receiving, and believing that. And that's the other part of the warning, because a pastor, an apostle, a prophet can stand and warn God's people all day and all night long, but if he doesn't give them the out, he doesn't say, this is how you avoid the judgment, this is how you avoid the wrath of God, then still he has fallen short. Because along with the warning is also the release. Yes, the soul that sins will surely die, but the one who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will live and live forevermore. You won't enter the hell of fire. You will not perish forevermore, but rather you will join all the believers, all the saints, in living with God forever and ever. Finally, you'll get to have the view that the angels of the little ones have and see him face to face. Finally, you will get to know exactly what the apostles heard when Jesus' voice was speaking into their ears. That's for all of us to gather, to join into, and to celebrate. Being warned is part of it. Receiving, accepting, and acting on that warning is the other. And finally, that's God's work. He cautions you not to say, well, he's not talking about me. He's talking about those folks on the other side of the church. The ones in front of me, the ones behind me. He may be even talking about himself, because I happen to know that my pastor's not sinless. But he's also talking about you. You can't pass the blame to someone else for your sins. You can only pass them to the one who takes them away. And every watchman who is faithful will tell you that. Persist in sin. Deny your sins. Ignore your sins. And the Lord will require your life of you. Confess your sins and receive Christ's forgiveness, and the Lord will give you life everlasting. Those are the only two parts that you have right there. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and they don't turn away, they will die, but you won't. But if I don't say it, and they don't turn, we're all lost. So don't hold it against someone who reminds you of your sin, who sometimes steps on your toes in the sermon or in the Bible study. But rather take it to heart, because if it's good preaching and good teaching, whoever's telling you that is telling himself or herself also. Every sinner who truly proclaims God's word is talking first to the heart that's within, and then to the ears and the hearts that are without. I need to warn myself as well as you not to be vain, not to be cocky, not to think I can solve all the world's problems or even all of my own problems on my own, but only by the grace of God can I live a faithful life here and a life everlasting. It's the same message, the same warning, the same forgiveness, the same comfort for every single one of us. The watchman warns you. God has been warning ever since he told Adam and Eve, don't eat from that tree. And you saw what happened when they didn't heed that warning. You see what happens when Judah doesn't heed the warning. Ezekiel's already been carried off. And he's telling those who are already in exile the bad news about what's happening back home. But he will still also tell them that the Lord loves them and that he wants them and that he will keep them. Because Ezekiel doesn't want his brothers and sisters to die. No pastor, no teacher, no prophet, no apostle wants their listeners to die. Especially not an eternal, horrible punishment of death. But rather, we want you to die to your sins daily and rise to Christ and to live life everlasting. God grant you the ability to hear God's word, to heed God's word, and to celebrate that he doesn't hold your sins against you, but rather with Christ they were nailed to the cross, that you might be free from them now and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace that surpasses understanding keep you in Christ Jesus.